What tech job cuts say about Silicon Valley and the rest of the economy? After a scramble for labor coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. economy has shown signs of reversing course. U.S. employers announced 13% more job cuts in 2022 than they did the year before, according to consulting firm Challenger. Gray & Christmas Incorporated, the reductions were small. Setting aside 2021, last year saw the fewest annual job cuts since CGC began tracking in 1993. Still, any tightening in the job market begins to tilt leverage back to employers, threatening a brief period of worker empowerment that gave rise to concepts like the Great Resignation, quiet quitting, and a generation of professional workers who could supposedly spend their whole careers working from camper vans in Idaho. There is one sector where the trickle has already become a flood. According to Challenger's numbers, the tech industry in 2022 increased its announced job cuts by 649%, with a total of 97,171 amounting to the highest since the dot-com crash more than 20 years ago. This year doesn't look any better. So far in January, Amazon.com Incorporated has said it expects to lay off 18,000 people, Microsoft Corporation has announced 10,000 job cuts, and more than two dozen U.S.-based tech companies including Coinbase, Flexport and Salesforce have said they'll cut their workforce by 10% or more, according to the website layoffs.fyi, which has been tracking job cuts in the industry. In some cases, executives have said they misread the post-COVID economy. When Facebook parent Meta Platforms Incorporated announced 11,000 layoffs in November, Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg said the company had been wrong to perceive pandemic revenue gains as a permanent acceleration and promised cost-cutting measures like shrinking Meta's office footprint and getting rid of generous perks. Payment company Stripe Incorporated's co-founders John and Patrick Collison, when announcing a 14% reduction in headcount in November, also acknowledged in an email to their staff that they'd been much too optimistic and ticked off a list of macroeconomic headwinds, including stubborn inflation, energy shocks, higher interest rates, reduced investment budgets, and sparser startup funding. Andy Challenger, senior vice president at CGC, says the tech layoffs could point to broader pain to come. It's very possible that this is just the beginning, that you'll see companies in other industries move to layoffs as the economy continues to cool down, he says. But he adds that a particular mania had overtaken the tech industry. They were hiring at such a breakneck pace, pedal to the metal for 2 years, that they might have gotten ahead of themselves. One big problem for tech is that it can't simply return to a slow and steady mode of the past. Venture capital-backed startups have generally pushed for growth over short-term financial sustainability, to position themselves to go public or get acquired, while share prices at publicly traded tech companies have been based on assumptions of ever-increasing growth. If these companies all pivot to landing their rocket ships safely, it's not clear that they'll capture the imagination of investors in the way they always have. Does Wall Street really want to hear from Silicon Valley about its newfound humility and financial prudence? That said, some of the excesses do look pretty foolish in hindsight. At-home fitness startup Peloton Interactive Incorporated doubled its headcount to about 6,500 in the first year of the pandemic when gyms were closed, and then less than 12 months later announced its CEO was stepping down and almost 3,000 employees were being sacked amid waning sales. Meta's Zuckerberg has heralded a $10 billion annual investment in the company's new metaverse division, but its flagship product, Horizon Worlds, was drawing barely 200,000 monthly active users as of October 2022. Priming itself for the world of remote work, Salesforce Incorporated agreed to buy Slack Technologies for $27.7 billion in late 2020, then announced it was eliminating 8,000 jobs in January, including some of the Slack employees it had paid to bring on board. Some of these layoffs are driven by realignment of business priorities, says Aaron Tarasas, chief economist of employer review service Glassdoor Incorporated. For some layoffs, the reality is they are sweeping poor decisions of the past 2 years under the rug. Tech companies are trying to portray job cuts as a sign of responsible management rather than an admission that things are falling apart, as investors and prospective employees have sometimes interpreted layoffs in the past. It's a story investors are willing to hear, according to Lauren Ilofsky, talent partner at Capitalg, a venture capital firm funded by Alphabet Incorporated previously. It did not look good, she says, of large-scale layoffs. There's been a culture shift. Tech companies are doing several things to minimize the harm that job cuts might cause to their reputations. In many cases, laid-off workers receive generous severance packages. Stripe gave the workers it let go 14 weeks of severance, 6 months of healthcare coverage, their 2022 bonuses and generous equity stakes. It also continued to hire through the cuts, particularly in crucial areas such as engineering and product management, a move echoed by other companies trying to signal to investors that the current cutbacks won't affect their future prospects. Roger Lee, who founded layoffs.fyi, says the cuts are disproportionately affecting human resources and recruiting, with companies apparently reluctant to let go of the high-value coding talent they spent years assembling. Companies don't want to go through all the pain of finding new engineers again when the downturn eventually ends, he says. Mark Dinan, a tech recruiter based in East Palo Alto, says there are also distinctions among programmers themselves, with traditionally prestigious credentials counting for a lot. The guy or gal from Stanford, from Berkeley, from Carnegie Mellon, from MIT, they're going to be okay, he says. The people who are getting hammered are the people who went to coding academies. The shifting labor market may also be changing what displaced workers look for in new employers. According to a recent survey of 1,262 U.S. users of Blind, the anonymous social network for professionals that has become a recruiting tool in the tech community, 80% said they prefer more cash and less stock-based compensation because of the current economic climate. Blind search activity also reveals a possible preference for stability over the potential to get into the hottest startups as early as possible. When 2022 started, the most searched for companies were pre-IPO startups such as Bolt Financial and Instacart and tech companies like Nvidia and Roblox. By year-end, that had shifted to traditionally buzzless financial services firms, including Capital One and Citadel. One scenario that does not currently seem likely is the broad collapse of the late 1990s and early aughts, the last time the rumblings of recession shook the conviction of Bay Area visionaries. Tech today is far larger and wired much more deeply into the globe's infrastructure via chips, software and cloud computing. According to a ZipRecruiter survey conducted in October, almost 80% of laid-off workers found a new gig in less than 3 months. Tech historian Margaret O'Mara remembers San Francisco as a much more dire place back in the dot-com days. You'd walk through Pacific Heights, and every coffee shop was overflowing with guys in blue shirts and khakis having info sessions, attempting to get a job. There were no jobs, she says. It was this collective sense of oh my gosh, it was a great party, it's over. At least for now the party, while perhaps no longer as decadent, still goes on. With Joe Constance.